The search is on for a cost-effective alternative fish food, and we don't mean the Ben & Jerry's ice cream flavor. What we're talking about is the pellets fed to farmed fish. A key ingredient in commercial feed is other fish caught in the wild. Northwest trout farmers and some salmon growers recognize that practice as unsustainable, but trout are carnivores. They can't just become vegetarians, or can they? Correspondent Tom Bonsi joined a taste test to see if seafood consumers can tell any difference.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Trout Filet Taste Panel. Here's some water and crackers to rinse your palate.
Thanks. I'm one of 72 volunteers recruited as taste testers. We're at the School of Food Science at Washington State University in Pullman. I'm seated, fork at the ready, in a row of booths, kind of like voting booths, but with sliding windows to the test kitchen.
Okay, this is the first of three pairs of samples. Okay. So just push the switch when you're ready for your next sample and follow the instructions on your screen, okay?
Thank you. All right, so if it's true that you are what you eat, I should be able to tell the difference between these trout samples that I'm being presented, because one of them was raised on fish meal, another on animal proteins, and a third on a mostly vegetarian diet. I'm going to try sample A here. Pretty classic trout flavor there. These have been poached. There's no sauce on them. So you get pure, unadulterated trout. Couldn't really tell you if that was raised on fish, land animals, or vegetables.
I compare notes later with some of my fellow testers. Some got a little bit of grassy flavor from what turned out to be the vegetarian-fed trout fillet. The trout raised on traditional fish meal had slightly more fishy flavor and aroma. The trout that ate chicken byproducts did not taste like chicken.
You're all done.
The definition of success in this aquaculture experiment would be for the non-fish alternative diets to work out more or less the same as the current fish-based feed. Professor Carolyn Ross supervises the taste testing. She's been serving panelists trout raised on different feeds since 2008.
But I think that they are getting close. I think that certainly there are differences between samples, but whether that's a game changer or not is a different question. So yes, I can tell one has a more of a fishy aroma. I can tell one is firmer. But if you're sitting down at home and having a barbecue, then, you know, it's not going to make a big difference.
Idaho is by far the number one trout-producing state in the nation. A longtime fish grower there says finding a cost-effective alternative feed is the industry's number one priority. Leo Ray of Buell, Idaho, says fish meal used to cost around $300 per ton about 15 years ago. Nowadays, the same amount runs him close to $2,000.
We knew this was coming. There's a limit on the amount of fish meal that the ocean can produce. And we've hit that limit.
Ray says the suppliers he buys from have already reduced the wild fish content in commercial feed somewhat. He and his competitors in southern Idaho have gladly tested all sorts of alternative diets. They've fed their fish poultry byproducts, corn and soybean protein, coconut oil, and ground-up insect larvae, to name a few. Ray doubts going completely vegetarian is the answer.
We have healthier fish. We put a little bit of fish meal in that diet. And I think what we will end up with is a diet that instead of using 20 or 30% fish meal, we'll be using 5% fish meal.
An upcoming economic analysis could shed more light on what the ultimate formulation of trout feed will be. Federal government and university researchers are scheduled to present their findings to an industry gathering in Twin Falls on the second weekend in June. There, fish farmers will get their own chance to nibble the various trout fillets we sampled for you. I'm Tom Bonsi in Pullman, Washington.